Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 14th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The viral video application TikTok is considering the introduction of a curated feed of content that will provide a safe space for brands to advertise, as the Chinese-owned company faces concerns about the volume of disturbing footage on its platform. The Financial Times says the move would also allow TikTok to charge higher advertising rates to more premium brands than in its existing feed. Microsoft ends support for its Windows 7 operating system, which was launched in 2009. ZDNet calculates there are 1.2 billion PCs using Windows around the world, with around 1 billion on Windows 10, and most of the remaining 200 million still on Windows 7, which will no longer receive any bug fixes or security updates. Privacy International is urging Google to take action against bloatware that is pre-installed on Android phones because of the privacy and security risks they pose. Many of these pre-installed apps operate outside the Android security model, argued a letter sent by the group on behalf of 53 organizations to Google CEO. Smile with your eyes is one of the tips offered by a South Korean career consultant who is helping people learn how to pass so-called AI hiring exams. More and more companies in South Korea and worldwide are using AI tools like facial recognition to initially screen applicants in video interviews. For example, Reuters reviewed an AI video system that claims to analyze a person's word choices as well as facial expressions, including fear and joy. Travelex says it has restored some internal processes and ordering systems following a ransomware attack, and that customer-facing systems will be operating again shortly. The currency exchange service was hit by a ransomware attack on New Year's Eve, and the company's online services remain offline 2 weeks following the incident. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.